Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. From Palm Sunday to Easter Day, our reflections now focus on the meaning behind each significant day of Holy Week. Join us as we follow the story of Jesus from triumph to tragedy, from the cross to the empty tomb. Today, our reflection for Maundy Thursday is given by the Reverend Dr. James Hawkey, canon theologian and almoner at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
So often, posture is everything. In the I Am sayings we've been exploring during these Lenten reflections, using a variety of powerful images, Jesus tells us quite directly who he is. On Maundy Thursday, however, he shows us who he is. Jesus gets down on his hands and knees and washes the feet of those gathered around the table of the Last Supper. He kneels in front of them and looks them in the eye. In all the events of Holy Week, actions speak louder than words. Jesus kneels in front of them. This is the posture of an incarnate God. Jesus does not seek to control or coerce. There is no manipulation here. Simply the demonstration of loving, tender service and a command to do as he does. That is the heart of the new commandment, the mandatum from which we get our word, Maundy, to love one another as Christ has loved us. Some profound theological truths are revealed in this scene. Jesus kneels to look us in the eye because he is the eternal Word who has come down from heaven and has taken our flesh. He washes the feet of the world. Jesus commands us to love by looking at us directly whilst ministering to us from that position. In the Christian faith, God does not bark impossible orders at us from an unreachable throne. Rather, he comes near to us, kneels before us, and tenderly washes away our wounds and our scars, encouraging us to do the same for one another. In the story of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, Jesus' followers become his own body. We are, because Jesus is. And Jesus' followers will be marked out by their behavior towards one another and by their willingness to accept the love and reconciliation of an incarnate God. In the story of Holy Week, Jesus will be thrown around between mockers and soldiers. He will be strung up in front of our eyes in ritual execution. He will rise from the tomb. But today, he kneels in front of us, asking whether we can receive his gift of love and reconciliation, and whether we are brave enough to share that gift with others.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about live-streamed Holy Week services and other digital offerings from the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Easter.